在网上我们一同来敬拜神。
Praise the Lord, we can in person and online worship together.
我们能够一同来敬拜，实在是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
我们到十月份的时候，很多都会想到啊，这个月份就是感恩的月份。
So we're thinking about November is the month of Thanksgiving.
对，十月份我们知道有感恩节，我们去庆祝。
Especially in November, we have Thanksgiving.
但是我们其实来说，每一个月份、每一天、每一年，我们都需要感恩。
Actually, we give thanks every day, every month, every year.
我们看看有一个这位Eric Enstrom, 他拍一张的照片。
So this is a painting.
这个照片呢很简单，就看到一个老人家在一个早餐的桌前来做一个感恩的祷告。
So it's an elderly prayed before breakfast.
他是这位的Eric Enstrom, 他怎么说呢？
So what did he say about...
先用英文，然后呢，再用中文来跟各位分享。Eric 他是这样说 ：“I want to take a picture to show people that even though they had to do without many things because of the war, they still have much to be thankful for。”意思就是说，由于这个战争，他们。不得不在没有很多东西的情况之下来生活，但是他们仍然有许多值得感恩的地方。所以这个照片呢是非常有名的，名叫 The Painting of Grace。
This is a famous photograph.
我们作为基督徒，实在来说，我们都有很多感恩的事情，对吗？
As a Christian, we have many to give thanks.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible teaches.
我们一同站起来，我们一同来念这节的经文，好吗？
Let's arise and read God's word.
我们先用英文来念，然后我再用我们大家一同用中文来念，好吗？
English first, together.
It is
the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it.
中文。
耶和华所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
阿门。各位请坐。
Please be seated。
这里告诉我们，神所赐给我们的福，是让我们能够得到富足。
The blessing of the Lord that makes rich。
一般人认为所谓富足，就是我们世上所拥有的一切的财物。
So people think the rich is the wealth in this world.
但是呢，有的时候不一定的哦，因为有的时候会加上忧虑的。
But sometimes, the wealth will give you sorrow, bring sorrow.
但是神所赐给我们的福是不加上忧虑的。
The blessing of the Lord that makes rich, he adds no sorrow to it.
在古代的时候呢，好多人都认为我有大量的财物，我就是富足了。
So in the old days, wealthy people think they're rich.
但是圣经里面这里所说的富足呢，不是指这个物质方面的。
But the rich in Bible doesn't mean materialistic.
而是真正的富财富呢，是在灵里面的。
Actually, it's more about spiritual.
而最宝贵的富足是什么呢？
What's the most precious rich?
就是莫过于这个基督的救赎而得到真正的完全救赎的恩典。
It's the grace of salvation.
那个救赎的恩典从哪里来呢？
Where does this salvation comes from?
从圣经里面我们知道从耶稣来的。
It's from Jesus.
在马太福音第一章二十一节告诉我们。
That's in Matthew chapter 1, verses 21.
你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
You shall call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins.
这个不但是天使来预告 给、他们知道玛利亚等等，他们知道。
So angel brought the prophecy to Mary.
让约瑟也知道。
And let Joseph knew also.
还有呢，在使徒行传里面也告诉我们。
Also in Book of Acts.
众师先知也为他做见证，说凡信他的人，必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
All the prophets testify of him that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins.
所以我们都知道，原来我们能够得到赦罪的恩典呢，是从耶稣基督来的。
So the grace of salvation is from Jesus Christ.
在这里，我可以跟你分享，有很多人都可能会问，侯牧师，你怎么信耶稣的？
So I'd like to share. Maybe many people ask me, how do you receive Jesus?
其实来说，我不是生长在一个基督化的家庭里面的。
I didn't grow in a Christian family.
那个时候我住在香港。
I live in Hong Kong in those days.
我妈妈是一个大家庭，有五个弟兄姐妹，我妈妈是老大。
So my mom is the eldest among five siblings.
我爸爸也是一个大家庭，也是长子。
So my dad also the eldest.
没有一个人信耶稣。
Neither believe in Jesus.
但是在我妈妈的弟弟呢，我的舅舅呢，他是信耶稣的。
But the brother of my mom believe in Jesus.
那个时候呢，他就带我，有的时候就去，好多年前啊，在一个中环的一个看戏的戏院里面来带我去听福音。那个时候我小了，以为去戏院的 theater 呢。我以为就是看电影。
So when I was little, my uncle took me to a movie theater to listen to the gospel. I thought I was going to a movie.
原来不是，来听福音。
But actually, it was not a movie.
But anyway, 我那个时候呢，我是不信的。
I was non-believer then.
我从不信到怀疑。
So then I turned into a doubt.
从怀疑到半信半疑。
To doubt, to have belief, have doubting.
然后才相信。
Then I finally believed.
然后才接受主。
Then I accept Jesus Christ.
这个是我在香港我生命的第一个突破。
So that's the first breakthrough in my life in Hong Kong.
我那个时候才知道我本身是有罪的，但是因为神的恩典，耶稣基督在十字架上的宝血。他的救赎，因为我相信接受，我呢得到释放，我满有平安，满有喜乐。
I first realized I was a sinner. Then I realized because Jesus died for us, His sacrifice on the cross, so that I can receive salvation.
我相信我们在这里每一位在线上的有一些的弟兄姐妹，你们信耶稣都有不同的经历。
I believe everyone here and online brother sister, we all have different.
我们都经历到神拯救的大能。
Because that's the power of salvation through God.
都蛮有喜乐的。
Despise everything.
很值得我们去感恩。
So that was thanksgiving from everyone.
圣经里面也告诉我们，在哥林多后书第一章第十节，他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡。现在人要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 10, who deliver us from so great a peril of death and will deliver us? He on whom we have set our hope and he will yet deliver us.
在这里我们看到原来救恩拯救我们有三个不同的阶段里面的。
So there's three stages for our deliverance.
因为在这一节的经文里面告诉我们，他曾就是过去的意思。
So he delivered, that means in the past tense, in the past.
因为耶稣基督已经被为我们的罪人被钉在十字架上。
He was crucified in the past.
因为他三天就复活了。
Resurrected three days later.
所以他带给我们有从死亡当中，只要我们相信接受他的。我们就得到拯救了。
So whoever believes in him will be delivered.
这个是过去的
拯救。 This is what happened in the past.
接下来，现在人要救我们。
They continue to deliver us.
就是我们现在的生活当中。
Our daily lives.
我们已经信耶稣了。
We already a believer, many of us.
这个已经过去。
And that's the past tense.
但是现在他仍然要救我们。
But he continued to deliver us.
怎么解释呢？
How do you explain that?
就是天天神会保守我们。
He keeps us every day.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
就好像，还有我们的灵命，能够透过他的话语，透过圣灵的感动，我们的灵命得着更新。这个也是一个，见证。
And through His Word and His Holy Spirit guide us to grow spiritually. That's also a daily deliverance.
现在人要救我们。
He continued to deliver us.
我感谢神呢，这一年我从尔湾一直到 Duarte, Arcadia 来服侍。我在北美正道浸信会神学院服侍的。
So I served in a true theological seminary in Duarte.
我感谢神保守我今年都平安度过。
So praise the Lord, He keeps me safe.
我今天能够站在你们面前来见证、来分享，是神的恩典。
So I can witness and share with you that's grace from God.
虽然 pandemic 影响很大，感谢主，我们都能够在南城先华人进行会一同来敬拜，感谢主。
Despite the pandemic, we'd like to give thanks so that we can worship in our church here.
各位弟兄姐妹，你们有没有想过，你们现在还是常常经历到神现在的救恩，现在的恩典？
We continue to receive His grace of salvation.
现在仍然要救我们。
Ongoing, continue.
这个是第二个阶段。
So this is the second stage.
就是我们现在的阶段。
That's our current stage.
我们有什么的困难？
Despite our difficulty.
没关系，我们只要祷告求神。
So as long as we pray.
持续保持我们对神的信心。
Persistent in our faith.
无论我们的身体的健康。
Regardless of our health.
无论我们在生活里面遇到的困境。
Despite the difficulty in life,
神会救我们。
God will deliver us.
然后第三个阶段。
And the third stage.
将来还要救我们。
And He will deliver us.
所以我们就可以看到救恩有三个步骤，第一，过去，现在，还有将来。
The three stages, past, present, and future.
将来是什么意思呢？
What about the future?
将来就是说，我们等到神耶稣再回来，第二次来，再来的时候，我们就会得到永远的救赎。
So, when Jesus comes the second time, we will be safe forever.
我感谢主哈，信了耶稣之后，我在香港信耶稣之后呢，神就带领我1976年我就来到美国。
First of all, after I believed in Jesus in 76, I came to the United States.
我在罗山迪环进行会来敬拜。
So I worship in LA Baptist Church.
我感谢主，我来美国之后，在我的属灵的生命里面有第二次的突破。
Actually, I think there's a second breakthrough in my spiritual life.
我的灵命得到更新。
So renewed.
因为更新而变化
，and then become greater。
后来得到神的感动呼召，我就去念神学院。
And he called me to study in seminary。
接受装备
，so equip myself。
然后我就毕业之后就出来牧会。
Then a shepherd church after I graduate from seminary。
牧会一段的时间大家都知道的，好像刚才Dr. John 弟兄呢。他介绍我们都是老朋友了，所以大家都知道我从牧会一直到现在在神学院服事。
So we all know it's been an old friend to us, so we know he left church and served in a seminary.
我常常经历到平安、喜乐跟盼望。
好，
随着教会。
So God's grace has been with me through the church, through theological seminary.
我爱耶和华，因为他听了我的声音，还我的恳求。
So he loves me, he listened to my supplication.
原来神听我们的祷告。
God listened to prayers.
神也听你的祷告。
He listened to you.
这个是莫大的恩典。
Such a grace.
因为他行了奇事。
Because he performed miracles.
让我们可以纪念。
So that we can remember.
他有恩惠，有怜悯。
Because he's gracious and compassionate.
哦，这个祷告的权柄是多么的好。
Such a wonderful power in prayers.
所以当我们信耶稣，是不是一帆风顺呢？不一定的。
So it's not happily after receiving Jesus.
我们有的时候都会有一些的难处。
So we all encounter difficulties.
我们在服事当中有没有难处，都有的。
Even in serving the Lord,
但是神会垂听你跟我的祷告。
But He will listen to our prayer, you and me.
所以在腓立比书里面告诉我们，应当一无挂虑。
So that we worry about nothing.
只要我们这种祷告、祈求很感谢，把我们所需要的告诉神。
Through prayer and supplication, let God know.
他就会在耶稣基督里把出人意外的平安来保守我们的心怀意念。
So he will keep our heart and mind beyond our imaginations.
当我思想到神的恩惠的时候，
When I think about his grace,
当我想到今天是11月7号的时候，
When I think about today, November 7th,
这个是一个非常特别的日子。
It's a special day.
不但是主的日子，
Not only the Lord's Day,
不但是主复活的日子，
so it's also a resurrection.
也是我们北美正道浸信会神学院24年的周年庆。
It's also the 24th anniversary for the Truth Theological Seminary.
哇，这个是真的很有喜乐，这个极的高兴的日子。
Such a wonderful joy to celebrate.
我在神学院服事有一段的日子。
I served in the seminary for some time.
我经历到神的恩惠。
I experienced His grace.
坦白来告诉你们，在美国，特别在加州，推动华人神学教育不是一条易路。
In America, especially California, it's difficult to operate a seminary.
经验告诉我们。
According to my experience,
作为一个院长，
as a dean of seminary,
主要的工作是什么呢？
What's the main job description?
很简单，一个字，
just one word.
详细的叫寻找，
search,
寻找，
search in one word.
院长寻找什么呢？
So what does a dean search for?
寻找学生，
student,
教授，
professors.
赞助的弟兄姐妹来为神学院奉献。
Financial support from brother and sister.
我需要找同工。
Co-workers.
我需要找义工。
Volunteer.
我需要找教会的支持。
And support.
院长就是做这些的。
So that's all my job description.
不是一条易路。
It's not an easy job.
但我还是感谢神。
Still, thanks the Lord.
因为在我的服事的经历里面，
through my serving Him,
神垂听祷告，
He listened to my supplication.
有的时候我想不到的，神的恩惠就降临给神学院。
So His grace is beyond my imagination to the seminary.
让我经历到祷告的力量。
So I experienced the power of prayer.
我很喜欢用一句话来跟同工们来做见证。
So my favorite words to witness with my coworkers.
连同工都引用我这句话。
So it's been my model.
这句话是什么呢？
What is it?
我说，神学院啊，服事，我经历到年关难过，但是年年过。
So it's so difficult, but we manage. We will encounter all the difficulties.
这个就是神的恩典啊。
So this is God's grace.
这个就是神的恩惠啊。
This is His favor.
在上一次我来被邀请来跟你们分享信息的，我 看到你们，听到你们，你们的 mortgage 已经 fulfill， 已经没有了。
The last time I was here, I heard that mortgage has been paid off.
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
神垂听祷告。
God listened to our prayers.
神的恩惠恩典临到贵教会。
So His grace is upon us.
难道我们不值得感恩吗？
So that we should give thanks.
无论教会也好，家庭也好，甚至我们个人也好。
But in church, in family, in our individual,
我们常常都经历到神丰富的恩惠。
God provides us abundantly.
感谢赞美主。
Give thanks and praise Him.
明年是我们神权二十五周年庆。
So next year will be the 25th anniversary for the seminary.
在六月二十五号。
So June 25th.
我们还是带着一个感恩赞美的心来仰望神。
So we look upon God in thanksgiving.
所以当我思想到我们值得感恩的在灵里面的，因为他垂听祷告。
In spirituality, He listened to our prayer. We give thanks.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在我们的生活当中，有的时候我们真的会遇到有困境的。
In life, we encounter real difficulties.
但是只要我们继续持续信心。
Keep the faith.
持续继续对神忠心来服侍。
Continue to serve.
仰望神。
Look upon God.
神必定会帮助我们。
God will help us.
你遇到越困难的时候。
The more difficult.
无论在服事里面
，in serving，
特别在教会里面
，in church，
只要你继续持续信心的话
，keep the faith，
忠心的来服事神
，and continue to serve，
神的恩惠就越带给你们。
So God's blessing will be upon us。
不要看我们所看见的
，so don't see just the difficulties。
我们要看更远的，上。
Look beyond, look upon God.
我相信神一定大大的赐福贵教会。
God will for sure bring more grace to our church.
感谢主，这个是我们值得感恩的事项。
Thanks the Lord, we need to give thanks.
第三个呢，我思想到耶和华所赐的福，使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
So, because his blessing does not end sorrow to it.
这里告诉我们是什么呢？
Why so?
因为他有应许给我们。
Because he has his promise.
谈到应许在圣经里面有很多方面的。
There are many promises in the Bible.
有一些的应许是需要带条件的。
Some are conditional.
就好像什么呢？
Such as,
就好像我们假如需要孝敬父母的话，我们在世就能够蒙福，能够长寿。这个是带应许的第一条的诫命。
So obey your parents, then you'll be blessed and be rich.
假如你想在世上长寿的福。必须要孝敬父母。
So longevity and blessing depending on obeying your parents.
这个是需要带条件的，才能够汲取神的福气。
So this is a conditional on blessing.
但是有一些的应许呢，不需要带条件的。
Some promises are unconditional.
只要你有愿意接受的时候。福气就临到你了。
As long as you receive him, the blessing will be there.
就好像约翰福音三章十六节。
So just like John 3:16.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
So that he bring his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的。
So that whoever believes in him.
不至灭亡。
Will not perish.
反得永生。
But have eternal life.
大家都会了。
So everybody knows this.
这经文是非常宝贵。
But this is such a precious verse.
因为这一节的经文有四个讲到爱。
So there's four verses about love.
第一个是讲到爱的宣告。
So it's a declaration of love.
神爱。
God so loved.
这个爱是有对象的。
So love, we got to have object.
世人。
So love the world.
包括你，包括我。
Including you and me.
包括所有世上的人。
Everybody in the world.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
爱的宣告。
So that's a declaration of love.
爱的对象。
And as object.
第三个讲到爱的能力。
Also the power of love.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡
so that whoever believe in him will not perish.
哦，他有大能大力的
so that's his power of love.
他有全能的
so he has authority.
只要我们相信耶稣的话
if we believe in Jesus,
我们就不至灭亡
we shall not perish.
最后，爱的应许
also a promise.
反得永生
we'll have eternal life.
这个是神的应许啊
So that's a promise of love from God.
只要我们真正的相信接受主耶稣作为我们个人的救主的话呢我们就会得到永生
If we love Jesus and accept as our personal savior we will receive eternal life.
这个是神的应许
This is the promise of God.
所以在雅各书第二章第五节
So in James chapter 2 verses 5,
我们大家一起站起来来
let's arise and read together.
非常宝贵的
so such a precious verse.
我们先念中文然后再用英文来念
Mandarin first.
我亲爱
的弟兄们请听神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人叫他们在信上富足并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗
英文
English together. Listen.
Listen,
my beloved brothers and sisters. Did God not choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to
those
who love him? Please be seated. Praise the Lord.
无论神的应许带有条件也好，没有条件也好，但是神的爱跟怜悯常常随着我们，随着你们。
Be it the promise conditional, unconditional, but His love and mercy will be with us forever.
当然，在见证方面有很多哈，我单单就用一个见证，就从圣经里面的讲到我们感恩啊，因为他的应许。
There's so many witnesses, but I'm going to give one witness from the Bible.
这里呢，我是从哥林多后书第九章。从几节的经文我们来看神怎么应许我们
So I'm going to quote from 2 Corinthians several verses
第一个从第八节神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们 使你们凡事常常充足能多行各样的善事那赐种给撒种的赐粮给人气的必多多的加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子。
And God is able to all make all grace overflow to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for the food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness.
从这里第八节跟第十节呢我们看到有两个多多在里面
So from verses 8 and verses 10 we see two abundance verses
第一个多多是表达神的爱
So it's all signified God's love
第二个多多就是我们在全福音方面我们能够带领人信耶稣的
And multiplied when we spread the gospel to bring more people to the Lord.
然后我们再看十一节跟十二节，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就这叫我们是感谢归于神，因为办这供 给的事不但补圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人越发感谢神。
You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God.
这里我们也看到另外的十一节有一个多多告诉我们哦。
So there's many, multiply.
这里告诉我们什么呢？就是说明一点。施比受更为有福。
It's more precious to receive to give than to receive.
当我们多施舍的时候，许多的人会得到，就会越发感谢神。
So when we give, then more people will give thanks to the Lord.
然后我们再看另外一个哈，十三节，他们从这供给的事上得了。凭据，知道你们承认基督顺服他的福音，多多的捐钱给他们和众人，便将荣耀归于神。
Because of the proof given by this ministry, and for they will glorify God for your obedience to your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for the liberality of your contribution to them and to all.
这里有发觉第四个多多。
So there's a force more.
这个是神的应许。
So more in God's promise.
因为神的爱。
Because His love.
让我们能够有这个能力可以奉献。
So that we can contribute.
让我们可以传福音。
To offer and share the gospel.
让我们经历到施比受更为有福。
Because it's more blessing to give than to receive.
让我们经历到奉献的发出的力量，
so we can experience the power of giving，
可以荣耀神，
to glorify God。
我有一个亲身的见证，
so I have a personal witness。
当我移民来到美国之后，我在Chinatown 那个教会聚集。
When I came to the United States, I worship in a Chinatown church。
有一位的会主，就是 Deacon， 他的生命影响我的生命。
So I was touched by one of the deacons.
我们大家一起教主日学。
So we teach Sunday school.
有一次他就分享。
He was sharing.
他跟里面的有一些的弟兄来开一个餐馆。
So he operated a restaurant with some of the brothers.
他告诉我们神的恩典还是很丰富给他的。
So he continued to thank God for God's blessing.
我以为他一个礼拜一定开做餐馆做很多天啊，神啊，祝福他，让他可以多赚钱啊，等等。
Well, I thought it was he makes money.
但是他分享怎么呢
？But according to his sharing,
他开这个餐馆，礼拜天主日不开。
But he doesn't open on Sunday.
礼拜六不开。
Not open on Saturday.
因为有很多的。结婚的婚宴啊等等很忙不开。
Yeah, because it's too busy for wedding banquet.
礼拜五也不开。
Not open on Friday.
因为他需要参加团契。
Because he need to join the fellowship.
礼拜三也不开，因为有祷告会。
And not on Wednesday because of prayer meeting.
所以他告诉我们只开礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜四。
So only open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
我们大家在主日学班里面就这样，这个餐馆不关门才怪。
So we all think, wow, probably won't last.
但是很奇妙，神非常祝福他。
But miraculous, God's blessing upon him.
他奉献给教会很多。
So he tithes and offers to church a lot.
他也很支持神学院。
And support the seminary.
他曾经鼓励我念神学。他说当然我知道背后 他来支持我就是奉献哈，但是这个最重要就是他愿意奉献给神学院，也愿意支持那些有兴趣念神学的弟兄姐妹。
He supports the seminary and also supports the student to go to seminary.
当然最后他的餐馆还是关门了。
But eventually he closed the restaurant.
不是做不下去， 而是他因为太忙教会的服事。
Not because not making money, because he's too busy with serving God.
神很赐福 给他在投资方面 赚钱。
God bless him, he make a lot of money in investment.
他奉献很多。
And he continued to offer a lot.
就是神让他让我也看到这个多多的里面的美好的见证。
So this is a witness of abundance from God.
这个是给我们有很大的鼓励。
So it's a huge encouragement.
当我们把神的事工放在前面的时候，
When we put God's service first,
放在心中的时候，
In our heart,
神会多多的赐福给你。
So God will bless us in abundance.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
那我们怎么样来做一个回应呢？
So how should we respond to the Lord?
我曾经去巴西教书，在神学院教书。
So I was teaching in a seminary in Brazil.
你知道巴西是唯一的，其中有一个国家是讲葡萄牙语。
It's Portuguese. They speak Portuguese.
有没有人去过巴西啊？没有啊。
我去过葡萄牙。
你去过啊？
葡萄牙。
要这个葡文啊。Obrigado 是男生的，比方说
Thank you,
跟我上人说谢谢
Thank you,
Obrigado、
yeah. Obrigado yeah.
但是女生呢就不是这样说了 Obrigado、
so、For female Obrigado、
啊、比方说师母啊姊妹啊你们上人说谢谢你啊就用上面那个字
So when we、greet others we use、as a male we use Obrigado、
啊、这两个字假如你们想多学呢你去到巴西呢很受用的哈。
So it, yeah, you need to use it quite often in Brazil.
所以男生你可以学这个葡萄牙语哈 ，Obrigado.
So this is a Portuguese 101.
啊，女生的 female Obrigado.
So for female Obrigada.
这个字跟 obligation 是有关联的。
So it's related to obligation.
当我们谢谢的时候
，So when we give thanks,
里面带有 obligation。
That brings obligation into thanks.
当我们感恩的时候
When we give thanks,
我们要带有责任在里面的。
So that indicates obligation from us.
是很有意思了哈。
So that's quite meaningful.
那我们怎么样带有向神回应我们对神的感恩呢？
So how should we respond to God's blessings?
请大家站起来，我们念十二、十三、十四节。
先
用英文。然后再用中文哈。
Psalm 116, English. What shall I repay to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord. May it be in the presence of all his people.
Amen.
Amen.
中文。
中文。
我
要拿
什
么
报
答耶和
华
向
我
所
赐
的一切厚恩？我要你面前向
这杯
称扬那耶和华
的名，
我要在他众民面前向耶和华还我的愿。
阿门。各位请坐。
Amen. Please be seated.
蒙福的秘诀是什么
？So how can you receive blessings?
我们要多感谢神。
We need to give thanks often.
当我们多感恩、多感谢的时候，神会把更多的福气赏赐给我们。
When we give thanks often to the Lord, God will bless us even more.
我们怎么样举起救恩的杯呢？
How can we lift up the cup of salvation?
这里告诉我们，我们需要全福音。
So we need to spread the gospel.
我相信大家都很希望能够带领更多人来到教会，更多人来信耶稣。
We all want to bring more people to the church to believe in Jesus.
假如你在年初有这个立志的话，现在已经十月了 ，Never too late， 还有时间，继续加油。
Even though it's a New Year's resolution, right now it's November, it's never too late.
我给你们一个建议。
So may I suggest?
一二三。
One two three.
剩下来的日子里面，在今年。
The remaining days of the year.
带领一个人信耶稣。
Take one to believe in Jesus.
二，邀请两个人 来到教会敬拜神。
Invite two people to the church to worship.
三
Three.
尽你的可能来向别人做见证。
Try your best to witness.
一二三很容易记了。
It's easy as one, two, three.
Never too late.
Never too late.
这样我们就是举起救恩的杯。
So that's lift up the cup of salvation.
称扬耶和华的名。
And call upon the name of the Lord.
我要在他众民面前向耶和华还我的愿。
So that I can give, so that I can return the favor.
记得吗？一二三，很容易啊。
Remember one, two, three.
第一。
One.
带领一个人信耶稣。
Bring one to believe in the Lord.
讲我说哦，我已经带领了，感谢主。继续。
If you already achieve that, continue.
第二，我们邀请两个新的朋友来到教会。
Invite two new friends to the church.
或者是你的家人。
Or your family.
或者是你的邻居，或者是同事。
Or your neighbor, your colleague.
甚至你的同学。
Even your classmate.
你的 cousin, 你的朋友。
Or your friends of your cousin.
放胆邀请他们。
Be bold.
邀请他们来教会敬拜，或者在线上来敬拜。
Invite them in church or online.
然后三
，Number three，
更多的人来为主做见证。
Bring more people to witness for the Lord.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
假如我们能够这样做的话
，If we can do so，
这个感恩节对我们实在是太有意义了。
Then we will have a truly meaningful Thanksgiving.
我们每一天的生活都存着一个感恩的心的话。太好了。
So every day give thanks, such a wonderful thing.
蒙福的秘诀。
So that's the secret to be blessed.
多感恩。
Give thanks more.
我们就可以多汲取神赐给我们的福气。
Then we'll receive more blessings.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们每一天都能够过着一个蒙神喜悦的生活。
So that we can live a life pleasing to God every day.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Thank you for your precious word.
因为你的话语是真理。
Because that's truth.
是我们早前的灯路上的光。
Lamp to our path, light to my feet.
求你的圣灵继续教导我们，帮助我们，带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit teach us, guide us, lead us.
让我们能够把真理应用在我们的生活跟服事里面。
May we can practice truth in our life and serving you.
做你所喜悦的儿女。
Be pleasing to you.
做你所喜悦的工人。
Be a pleasing worker.
能够荣耀你的名。
To glorify you.
谢谢主垂听我们众人在你面前有声无声的祷告。
We give thanks for our prayer.In voice or in silence.
因为我们的祷告祈求乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.